Welcome to Right Spokane Perspective with your host, Tim.
And Shannon.
It's opinion, fact, information, and your alert system. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. And welcome to Right Spokane Perspective on this family-friendly Friday. We're talking about education. We've got some guests in the studio with us today. And Eric, Diana, and Jeff, we're going to be hearing about Waymaker Christian Academy in just a moment after inspiration.
Our inspiration today is love of learning. When asked how he became a journalist, a man shared the story of his mother's dedication to his pursuit of education. While traveling on the subway each day, she collected newspapers left behind on seats and gave them to him. While he especially enjoyed reading about sports, the papers also introduced him to knowledge about the world, which ultimately opened his mind to a vast range of interests. Children are wired with the natural curiosity and a love for learning, so introducing them to the scriptures at an early age is of great value. They become intrigued by God's extraordinary promises and exciting stories of biblical heroes. As their knowledge deepens, they can begin to comprehend the consequences of sin, their need of repentance, and the joy found in trusting God. The first chapter of Proverbs, for instance, is a great introduction to the benefits of wisdom. Nuggets of wisdom found here shine a light of understanding on real-life situations. Developing a love of learning, especially about spiritual truths, helps us to grow stronger in our faith, and those who have walked in faith for decades can continue to pursue knowledge of God throughout their life. Proverbs 1:5 advises, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning." God will never stop teaching us if we're willing to open our heart and mind to His guidance and instruction. Heavenly Father, please continue to open our minds and our hearts to grow in knowledge and wisdom as we read from the Scriptures. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen. Wonderful inspiration. And of course, education, the very first teacher, I think, that we've learned about in at least my life was Jesus. He came as a teacher to show us, you know, the path that we should all be on. And of course, we have children that need education, and the path they need to be on is success so that they can serve Jesus abundantly as our first teacher. And we have Eric, Diana, and Jeff in the studio with us today. I'm going to start off with Diana. How are you? I'll start out with who are you first before we talk about how you're associated with Waymaker Christian Academy.
My name is Diana Renz. I was born to be a teacher, born to be in education. I come from a third generation educational family, and I completed my teacher's degree in the state of California and taught high school English for 7 years before moving to Wyoming. And while I was there, I was a first-time mom and realized that I wanted just a part-time job, so applied for a part-time teaching position at our local community college. And that lasted 3 months before I was recruited into administration. And I stayed in higher education administration for the next 15 years. And so I oversaw offices that were responsible for strategic planning, accreditation, assessment of student learning, and these types of items. So really overseeing the entire health of the organization.
Now you're talking about like a community college type setting, and that's an interesting setting. I know I went to community college here in Spokane, might be different than the one you were at, but I think nationwide the community college became the place where students basically attended high school because most of them were not prepared for college level classes. So there was all that remedial courses that had to be done to get caught up.
Well, that does happen sometimes. We're all on a different path and a different journey. And
that was a different state. Washington.
Well, that's true
here.
Too.
So the education in Washington's a little different. And you guys are in Idaho. So we'll probably talk about how those numbers are differing from Washington's education numbers, because you're not that far into Idaho. You probably have some Washington students. So, after the community college experience, you said 15 years?
Yeah, 15 years working directly for college presidents and seeing the interaction between the president and the board and that relationship. And then happily, I found my way into Christian education and the ability to be back in the classroom teaching on occasion, as well as, you know, working with teenagers and young people, as well as being able to talk with them about the Lord. what a blessing. My experience in public sector, I wasn't allowed to, you know, to share my faith. And so it really just was such a blessing to my heart that I had the ability to do that. And so been in Christian education for a couple of years now, and wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
All right. And so we're going to jump over to Jeff. He is also in the studio with us today, also with Waymaker Christian Academy. Who's Jeff? What have you done with your life, and how did you end up all the way here in this studio?
Well, I've moved quite a bit growing up. I was a military brat. My father was in the Navy. Grandfather was in the Navy. And I graduated high school, and I went to the College of Hard Knocks, tried doing life for a couple of years on my own, and found myself at the end of my rope. They say that's God's address, at the end of our rope. Well, for me, that looked like getting a haircut and joining the military myself. Didn't know how motivated I was until I joined the Navy, and I met Jesus about the same time. And traveled the world and saw amazing and wonderful things Jesus was doing all over, and especially inside me. After the Navy, I got married. I was the first person in my family to go to college. And got out of the Navy all in the same month. I got a biblical studies, an undergraduate biblical studies, and a minor in missions. And then I went on teaching and coaching at a Christian school in San Diego and got my master's degree in Christian education and biblical studies. So after teaching for many years, God called us to the mission field, and it game changer. The script was flipped on us, and we've been just seeking the Lord and following him around like lovesick puppy dogs ever since. So it's been a wonderful journey, and the latest segment of that journey has been coming to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and starting a business. But I thought I was coming up under the premise of teaching at a Christian school, and unbeknownst to me, he had other plans, and we started a Christian school. And it's a very, very exciting journey. And so now I'm teaching the secondary students Bible class and supporting the school in any way I can. It's been a wonderful time.
Well, if you want to be a teacher and find a good teaching job, one way to do that is to start your own school, I suppose.
That would do it.
Because we need more private schools. We lost private schools over a century. Everything moved into the public sector. Now we have a swing going back the other direction. All right, we also have Eric in studio with us today. So who is Eric? Where'd you come from? And how'd you end up into the studio talking about Waymaker Christian Academy?
Interesting. My family moved from California to get away from the schools in California.
That's not too interesting. I'm in Spokane. Spokane doubled in size, and I pretty much, when I was growing up, I blamed California.
I remember we were like right when Boeing was about to shut down, we moved into town, and but it was interesting. We were there for a while. I lived in Seattle for about 40 years before I moved my family over here, and it was kind of for the same reason to move over to the east side of the mountains, be in Idaho with my family. But I spent many years doing high-tech jobs, working. Now I'm just a realtor. It's not just a realtor, but compared to what Diana and Jeff do and working with...
Well, you left Boeing. You blew out the back door, and now you're welcoming people to their front doors. The Boeing thing is just, you know.
I know. But you forgot about the implosion of the dot-com that I went through, and the implosion of 2008 housing market, which is always fun. So
you lived through the 2008 prime mortgage crash.
Oh, yeah. No, we're headed that way again, so it's going to be fun.
We are headed that way. It's interesting. And you know, I live in Spokane. Our housing prices are ridiculous. But North Idaho, I should have bought 10 or 15 years ago, 20 years ago in Idaho, because the value of the land didn't go up because they found rare earth minerals. It went up because they found rare earth policies in state government that attracted a lot of people to Idaho.
Right.
That's right.
Yep. And I mean, we're one of the things we do in our company is we try and build affordable housing. Well, just being able to afford the dirt to build the housing now, you can't afford it. It's almost Seattle pricing.
Yeah.
So, but it's so many people escape from different states to get into Idaho to find different freedoms. And one of ours was for a better school system. We were at a private school over in Seattle. I was a chairman on their board as well, and a great school, but they felt that it was their mission to have, it was about 80% were unchurched. So they thought, well, we're going to bring and disciple all these people to the Lord through the few kids that are, you know, going to school with these children. Well, it ended up being the opposite a lot. And so we just want something different, something more focused on God, more focused on family. And that was one of the reasons we moved out.
Well, it's pretty amazing, too, that even a lot of private schools have forgotten their missions of being Christians at the heart of not just education, knowing that, you know, Jesus was supposed to be the teacher we were listening to, right? And then, of course, we were supposed to learn all the other things. It's biblical, learning from other people with wisdom around us. That's, you know, the stemming of science and all other education was that human experience of learning and Jesus being the first teacher. We got to combine those things, and instead we just said, oh, well, society doesn't like our message. We're going to have to back off of the foundation principles of, you know, how cultures survive and eighth grade biology. We've just put all that off to the side, and we're coming up with our own plan, and it's not working out very well in our culture. So parents are looking for another option outside of the public school system. Even in great states like Idaho, they're getting pushed down very progressive. I don't even like using that term for that because it's very regressive as far as the continuation of the Homo sapien experience, in my view. But we're talking about Waymaker Christian Academy today. So what are your roles? I'll just go with Diana first. And what's your roles in the school, specifically what you do, the daily processes that you see students and families through?
Yeah, I'm the head of school, the principal. I see now, Jeff and I were talking earlier today about connecting the dots and how it's nice to be able to look back and see how the Lord has connected all the dots. And so I see how my professional experience has well prepared me for this role where I can have an understanding and an insight to all aspects of the school. Because we are starting out small right now, I also am serving as the middle school and high school English teacher and history teacher. We're offering an elective in Christian approach to psychology as well. So
I don't know that that's legal in some states. I'm glad you guys are doing it,
though.
You
know what, Tim? We like to ride on the edge.
Well, I think you're riding on the edge, though, of the foundations. I mean, history, English, the things you're teaching right now, there is no emoji that speaks English. And we're living in a culture now where people are forgetting how to use language properly. We're changing our language in a secular way, but it really doesn't change what words mean. So you've got history and English. Those are foundational things you're standing on the edge of.
Well, and the secularization of history is an interesting component as well. When you study history from a Christian perspective, it takes a whole new color on.
Well, and that was the interesting thing about Jesus being the teacher too. A lot of folks say, well, Jesus came to save us. Well, actually, if you read the Bible, Jesus came to share the truth. And if we're going to learn things, education should be teaching the truth. All right, we'll jump back over to Jeff and his role in this school. So you're kind of probably on the edge right now on the radio because she is on the edge of English and history. What edge are you on?
I'm on the edge of biblical studies and pastoral care for the team. We're just trying to care for one another very, very well. It's a beautiful start to a new thing. It's like caring for a precious baby, and it's a huge love experience. And so to have these students and to love them with God's word. And as you were just speaking about the secularization of all the subjects, to have a secularization of psychology, it's certainly gone off on giving labels to sin that are just sin. And we're turning it into a lot of other things, whereas the main quest in psychology would be our identity. And that's being stripped down and stolen from us. And if we knew who we were in Christ and his special calling and identity on each of us, we would just be starting from the right place in every day and everything we do.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are doing it. And, you know, I think that like the psychology, all the aspects of education, one of the great things about educating children, I think, and I've had some experience for 2 decades working with young children. My wife and I had a childcare, and it was the fact that you got to see them grow and learn and pour into their lives. And I had a pastor on a week or so ago, and you know, you can't leave this earth with anything that you've earned, your riches. The only thing you can leave with is your soul. But the other thing you can leave knowing is that you helped others have their soul poured into and their future here and for eternity because of the works you do in their lives. That's the wonderful thing about working with children. Well, we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to come back with Eric because I think he's in the security side of things, making sure that all the kids in the community are safe because he's a big guy. You can't see him across the airwaves. But we're going to come back from the break and talk to Eric. So we'll go off into the break. While we're on that break, look up Waymaker Christian Academy at waymakerchristian.com. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening to Right Spokane Perspective. We are only on the air and podcast because you support this program. You, the listeners, we are listener supported. Keep us on the air to keep all these interviews and shows going. Please go to rightspokaneperspective.com. There's a donate button there. Or you can send your donation to Right Spokane Perspective LLC, P.O. Box 7620-99207. Thanks and back to the show. And welcome back to Right Spokane Perspective. We are here again talking about Waymaker Christian Academy with Eric, Diana, and Jeff. We left off and we hadn't talked about Eric's role in keeping the school safe. He also probably has to move a lot of the furniture and maybe do some, you know, he's probably a bodyguard for the whole community. I'm telling you, he's a big guy, not somebody that is, you know, the school's safe just you standing there. You don't even have to do anything, Eric. I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. Anyways, Eric, jump into the conversation because we got to talk about your role in the school. Then we want to talk about the school and things that have gone on that have been a great blessing to the community.
Well, this the armor of God, right? It's actually protecting the community and protecting the school. And my role is chairman of the board. And so we have a governance board. And so I work with Diana to actually help run the school. But we are actually here just to support them. And, you know, the day-to-day operations are done by these amazing people next to me on either side. You can't see them, but Jeff and Diana. And it's been just such a joy watching from, you know, you think it's from afar with the board, but actually we've had a lot of work together. We're more of a family, and sometimes it's hard to remember roles, but we all work so well together. It's just been an amazing year.
So you're the director of the board?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a board of directors for Waymaker Christian Academy. You're the director, and you probably ended up in that position because of your experience in big tech and all the other things you've done, and they couldn't find anybody else, right?
Well, I was selected by the founders team that was started over the summer. And so they elected me to be chairman. And it was probably because I had some board experience from my previous church and school. I find my way into being in leadership in my fraternity and my other jobs. So somehow I keep on stepping into the role.
It's a big role.
It is. And, you know, God's given me talents, not a lot of treasures at times, but in time. So, you know, I always feel it's my duty to give myself and kind of the agape to the school, especially with my children being there. We only have one opportunity to raise our children. And so anything I can do to make their school experience better and the children around them, I mean, it's our community. Those are going to be the people that are walking with us in the Lord. And so each chance I can get to be with them and grow their lives, that's the biggest gift I can give.
Well, and I was kind of jumping back in from the break, talking about how big you are and how you're, you know, all about safety and security and, you know, all those things you just laid out that had nothing to do with being big, but had to do with being big on the truth, education, making sure your children got a good education, because there's a lost world out there that needs new boards of directors like yourself. And it'll be the students of these great private institutions like Waymaker Christian Academy that will be on those boards guiding our civilization into the future, hopefully with better decisions than we're seeing made in some areas of our country right now. And so let's talk about the school and some of the wonderful things that have happened since you guys have got this thing off the ground and students enrolled. I know that you guys probably have a structure, a building, and I know that the board probably had Eric on top of how that works, because real estate's a big cost. So let's talk a little bit about the structure of the school, how things work, and student enrollment. I'm sure you guys are always ready to enroll more.
Yeah, Tim. It's a story of many miracles. This summer, this past May, there were a group of parents and community members who wanted to see a new school in North Idaho. And there are currently wait lists at every other private school in our area. We know there's a demand for this type of service, and we felt commissioned by the Lord. So we had 14 different individuals. They were from 9 different families, all from different church backgrounds. We are a non-denominational school and not aligned with any particular church or other organization. And this founding team really, they were all in this summer and meeting almost daily, whether by face-to-face meeting, Slack, Zoom, text messages. During the summer months, there were some critical components of the school that were formed. We determined a name, we wrote bylaws and had them reviewed by a legal team. We selected school colors and logo, crafted a mission, vision, and statement of faith, core values and expected student outcomes were agreed to. Board members were selected. Eric was the lucky winner. And governing board meetings commenced in August. We have policies on hiring and admissions during the summer so that we could open up the school doors in September.
And these are not easy processes to go through. These are very difficult.
I'll tell you, it takes 2 to 5 years to start up a school. The fact that our team was, you know, with the Lord's guidance, started a school in 4 months is absolutely a miracle. 4 months.
Are you still waiting for accreditation?
So that's another part of our story I'd like to tell you about, if I can tell you a little bit.
Sure.
A few more miracles. By mid-August, we were officially recognized as a 501c3 nonprofit entity, and the IRS finally caught up with the state of Idaho, and they've recognized us as well. Over $50,000 worth of school furniture was donated to us, and we found a church that was willing to store it for free over the summer. In the fall months, we were able to identify at the end of August a church willing to host us, and they squeezed us into a couple corners of 3,000 square feet. But on January 1st, we inherited over 5,000 square feet of additional instructional space. And, you know, we were on Christmas break at the time. We had classes starting up January 9th, and we really wanted to get our space ready for our kids because they are the people we're there for. And so over the course of 8 days, we gathered together a team of 39 different individuals from all different. One lady just came to give us a toaster oven for free off of Facebook Marketplace, and she ended up painting for 2 days. So we took 6,000 pounds of trash to the dump. We painted our walls with 48 gallons of paint and refreshed this new space. All in all, we put in over 800 hours of labor of love in 8 days. So it was a real transformation of our space. We're now able to hold up to 95 students, and we're ready to rock and roll. We love the Lord. We love our kids, and we love raising up our kids to go out into the world and share the love of Christ. It's a broken world out there, and
it is.
And it's our job to give them a good foundation.
It's a broken world, and Christian schools aren't all made the same either. I know that there's waiting lists at some Christian schools. I know that there's Christian schools in the Spokane area that are servicing people from Idaho because Idaho just exploded over the last decade. And so public infrastructure can't keep up, whether it's public schools, the private sector. They probably can't build churches fast enough at this point in North Idaho because the higher percentage of people that are moving there have a different way of life than certain populations do per capita. And I would say that North Idaho is probably one of the more churched states and regions in the country at this point in time, just because the influx of people were leaving places because of the ungodliness of those states, whether it was crime, taxation, all those things are godly principles that we build on.
And I'm sorry, Tim, I didn't answer your question. Yes, we are seeking accreditation in this first year.
Oh, okay.
And I'm reading to you a little bit from our self-study. We are going to have an official site visit from our accrediting body, the Association of Christian Schools International, May 9th and 10th this year. And so we will be in a accredited institution by the end of this year is our intention.
Okay, very good. So you're going to be looking for enrollment for the 2024-25 school year?
Oh, yes. We opened doors just after Labor Day this year. We've sustained enrollment this year at 30 students and anticipating quite a few more, in fact, even doubling that number in this next fall. And so we will be a fully accredited institution.
Well, I'm glad that's your goal, but the accreditation, I think most people are looking, the piece of paper isn't what they're looking for their kids. They're looking for solid structure,
some assurance.
Mm-hmm. Biblical education, nothing weird. This is the structure on the truth inside of that Holy Bible. I'm glad that you're getting that accreditation and that's going to come together. And I'm glad that you have the goal of adding 30 more students, but you might want to hold on. You might see capacity reached pretty quick because there is a drive to get children into better education. You're not that far away in Coeur d'Alene. Washington has seen an exodus of our public schools. We've been interviewing candidates for public instruction, Office of Public Instruction in our state, and they saw tens of thousands of students leaving the school after COVID because the children's learned what was happening in school and what wasn't happening in school, and that was a good education. So what else do we have to say about Waymaker, Jeff?
Yes, well, I'd have to say it's an honor to get to start something with God. And many of our listeners might not be part of Christian school, but whatever facet of society they're in, whatever industry they're committed to, Jesus would be the best at that trade. He'd be the best at that craft. And he has amazing solutions. And so as we start a Christian school, we're recognizing him as the lead. And the fact that he would do things a little different than maybe we would in our own ideas. So being small and flexible, we're really like learning to listen. I pressed Diana for a word, for like, what is God saying to us to sort of guide us through this year? And it was a little uncomfortable for her, but she came back with the perfect word, and it was discover. Discovering good and discovering God. And it's amazing to see how he does things differently. And he does it rooted and grounded in love and in truth and the power to sustain just the loving mercies and grace and to get to build something and grow something for his children. I mean, he's way more invested. And to get to be caught up into something like that is extremely special. But honestly, a lot of it was, I'm still on board, is because Miss Diana Renz. She's got incredible, she's an administrator extraordinaire. But her true gift that I noticed was in discipline. And our kids are going to mess up. And we want to mess up when they're at home. And it'd be great, it's fine if they mess up at school, they're just going to. But her redemptive discipline for the students and helping and assuring the families, it's really a radical gift. The other thing she does that I'm excited to see play out is she has ideas, and she is open to innovations. Not only Christian education, but education is going to need to start evaluating and reevaluating how we're going to effectively instruct our children in these times. She is probably an innovator above all, open to anything that could best serve our students and our community. And so it's exciting to work alongside her and see what God's doing in that.
That's great. And I, you know, the education comes with discipline. Sometimes the children have got to learn self-discipline on, you know, paying attention to their studies, you know, keeping their hands. I've worked with younger children, so it was keeping their hands to themselves. And discipline's a difficult thing in an educational setting. My thing was I didn't know how to do it. I just told them that, you know, when Miss Shannon got back, I was going to tell her because she was kind of in charge. But the best thing that worked for me was, look, I'm not calling your parents at work to come pick you up. You are. And I'd reach the phone over there like, you want to call them? So that kind of works. But I'm glad that you guys have not just the educational plan in place, but also the disciplinary plan in place to keep the students on the right path. So we got about a minute left. Let's talk about the mission statement for the school. So you have this piece of discovering God and learning and all these things, but what is the mission?
Really, our mission is to cultivate relationships with believing families in North Idaho, to provide a uniquely comprehensive, Christ-centered education. So this is our mission. We have four core values. We want to be accountable to parents. We want to be accountable to families, accountable to the Lord. We want to be balanced. Life's not all about school. There's a lot of different priorities in life. Family's huge for us here at Waymaker. Family time's important. We want to be connected. We love the relationship with the Lord and with each other. And this last one, I have to say, Tim, sometimes we've felt regret at selecting a fourth core value, but we want to be dynamic. We want to be able to serve the needs of our families and our students. We don't believe in just teaching the middle of the road. That's not a thing for us. We want to be able to make a way for learners of all ages and stages.
All ages and stages. I actually did a presentation on children, and I looked at educational models and government regulations, and I was like, they want us to teach to the standard child. Has anyone ever met a standard? I know I wasn't a standard child. You know, so the it's good to be dynamic, and I'm glad that you're looking at being accountable and what was the other one? Accountable to the families?
Accountable to families, accountable to parents.
Accountable to parents. You know, in Washington State, we had to do a citizens initiative to try to demand that out of the public education system. So you might prepare yourselves for that wave from Washington, not just looking for real estate, Eric, but also looking for a place for their students to go. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate you guys coming into the studio. Again, folks, it's Waymaker Christian Academy, and you're going to find more information about them at waymakerchristian.com. Thanks for being with us today for this family-friendly Friday. We'll be with you folks again on Monday. You have been listening to Wright Spokane Perspective. We are sponsored by Wright Spokane Perspective LLC and made possible by advertisers you hear and contributions from listeners like you.